A clock in Denver, Colorado, had the alarming habit of stopping whenever its owner died. It stopped at the exact hour and minute of Charles Spelman's death. Then it was passed on to Emerson Spelman, and precisely the same thing happened again. When the clock was given to R.J. Spelman, he must have had half an ear listening constantly for its ticking. But when he could hear it no longer and his time was up, the clock stopped again, at that precise minute.